Now we come to the end of Abraham's life and the supreme sacrifice that he made as he took that boy that God had given him, Isaac. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now, Abraham had other children, but this was the one that's called the only begotten, and the word son's not in the original. He's the only begotten. Why? It's to him the promise was made. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now, God never asked Abraham to do that till he came to the end of his life. And the reason is he wouldn't have had faith to have done this. God will never test you above that you're able to stand the test. And so God never asked him to give up Ishmael. That is to sacrifice him on an altar. And you know why? Well, to begin with, he wasn't the right boy. And the second thing is Abraham wouldn't have done it. You can put that down. Why, Abraham tried to beg God not to send him away. Let him keep him and let him make Ishmael the boy. You see, Abraham wasn't ready at that time to do that. And certainly at the beginning of his life, when Isaac was a baby, he never would have offered him either. You have to wait till he's about 33 years of age, and then he's ready to offer him. And here you have the testing of faith. Now, I'm going to look at Abraham a little bit differently than he's ordinarily looked at. And we always think of the great promises God made to him. I'll give you this land, and I'm going to make multitudes come from you. Now, that's true. But what was it that Abraham got at the present moment of his life? What was it that he actually saw? He didn't even see the fulfillment of these great promises. Let me put this down, because what you have in Genesis is basic. It's germane to the rest of the scripture. And what was it he gave to him? Well, he actually gave to him a home. Let's take a look here at this man, Abraham. They were just a young couple living there in Ur of the Chaldees. And one day, this young fellow, Abraham, said to that beautiful young girl, and she was that, the scripture says she was. He said to her, I love you, and I want to marry you. And so they got married. And then Abraham came home, because it was a home of idolatry. He came home and he said, the living God has called me. He wants me to leave this place. And I think Sarah said, well, you have a good business, and your relatives all live here, your friends are here. And by the way, where are you going? Abraham said, I don't know. He said, what do you mean God called you and you don't know? He said, he'd lead me. He'd lead me. And I'm going out. Sarah said, I'll go with you. And they both went out, this young couple. They didn't have too much faith. They took Papa with them and some of the relatives. And so they came to Haran. And they hung around there till Papa Terah died. They buried him, then Abraham moved into the land, and God appeared to him. And then God said to him, Abraham, I'm going to do all these things I promise, but I'm going to give you a son. Abraham and Sarah are going to have a son. Now, that's what is going to make the home. They're going to have a son. And first of all, may I say that you have here the basis of what would be, in that day, a godly home. The kind of home God wants young people to have. And we'd call it today a Christian home. These things are germane and they're basic. And God didn't give them a course or send them to a preacher for counseling. Frankly, we preachers have done too much counseling, telling young people how they ought to do it. The thing is that we have been idealistic. God was very practical. He said, Abraham, if you're going to have the kind of home I want you to have, you're going to have to get away from Papa and Mama. And that's what God meant at the very beginning when he said, and of all things, he said to Adam and Eve, man will have to leave father and mother. Adam and Eve didn't even have a father and mother. But he said, you're going to have to leave. That is a great principle that's put down. And you know the easiest thing in the world to do, and I've been learning it myself, is I never thought that I would be a grandfather that would tell the parents how to raise their child. Didn't do so well myself, but I sure can tell them. Well, they'll make mistakes, but that's none of our business. They're going to have to make their mistakes too, because we made ours. And Papa and Mama is not to interfere with the home of the children. And God got Abraham about as far away from home as you could go, and none of the relatives are going to be able to interfere. I think that's primary to the building of a godly home. To begin with, for Abraham, it was a godless home that he left because it was a home of idolatry. Joshua makes that clear, that he came out of a home of idolatry. That was the first thing, you see. And then the second thing that God did with him, and these things are so important today because right now a great many rules and regulations are being given to young couples. And I don't want to be revolutionary or sound different today, but let's face it, all I'm trying to do is say what the Word of God says to do. You forget the rules and regulations until you're walking by faith. If you're a child of God, you're to walk by faith in that home. The father's to walk by faith, and the mother's to walk by faith. And you want to know something? The home will never be an ideal home. I get so sick today of hearing these folk tell about how they went to a counseling session, and now they have the most glorious home that you've ever heard of. Well, may I say to you, I've been married to my wife a long time. And you know that she and I disagree on many things. Fact of the matter is, she's got a right to be wrong. And so we disagree sometimes. But we've always been able to, you know, to get to the place where I can put my arm around and tell her I love her, in spite of the fact she's wrong. May I say to you, friends, young person today, if you think you're going to start an ideal home, I think you're wrong. You're going to find out you're going to be tested. Abraham was tested, ran off to Egypt. And I'm of the opinion that all the way down there, Sarah says, Abraham, I don't want to go to Egypt. But they went to Egypt, and he almost lost Sarah down there too, by the way. Lied about it, you see. That's not an ideal home, is it? May I say to you, then he came back. And when he came back, why, we find that he had trouble there with his nephew. Could maybe have left him back in Ur of the Chaldees. But he got rid of him, and he went down to Sodom and lived there. And now Abraham's left alone up in the hill country. And even then, neither one of them are, I would call, ideal. Abraham still doubts God. He didn't believe God ought to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And God had to make it clear to him that he was doing a righteous and just thing. And he had to make it clear to Sarah, and he gave her power to have a son. And then he gave him that little child in the home, and they are now prepared to raise that little fella in the home. And they brought him up in the home. May I say to you, friends, here I would say is God's home, the kind of home he wants you to have. If you think that somehow or another that putting up a few little rules that you're going to avoid all of the rough places and the hardships of life, you're wrong. You're going to find out that one day you'll argue with your wife. You're going to find out one day that you're going to have a problem with that child that you got. You're not going to have a thing that's ideal by any means. And how are you going to handle all of these, my friend? By faith. By faith. And when you and I reach the place that we're willing to put our child on the altar for God, then you and I have arrived. Here is a home that is just about as near to what God wants down here as you and I will be able to attain. And so, Christian friend, today, if it's going hard with you and you're having your problems, may I say to you, God's trying to teach you something. And let God be your teacher. Don't run to the pastor, and don't run and think you can take a course somewhere that's going to solve all your problems. You and I are going to have problems. But if we walk by faith, he'll see us through.